Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. Well, spring has either arrived or is soon to come for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. The warmer temperatures invite us to get out and enjoy the weather. During those winter months, we tend to relax into a schedule that includes little more than getting up, going to work, coming home, settling in for the night, and then doing it all over again the next day. Spring invites us to get busy. Those of us with houses like to get out in our yards, and we tend to our gardens and our lawns. Some of you may be adding a new coat of paint to the house before the summer sun sets in. Some of you may honor the longtime practice of deep spring cleaning, bicycling, running, walking, fishing, boating, and many more activities begin again. If you have children, your activity list grows even more with the ball games and the play days and all the things that come with being a parent. As wonderful and enjoyable as many of these things can be, we still have the regular activities and the work and all of the things that we do on an everyday basis in our everyday lives. Our busyness increases, and if we're not careful, overwhelm sets in. And when this happens, if we don't do something about it, overwhelm becomes our new normal. As a society, we have adopted a need for external motivation, and this external motivation tells us that we have to fill every minute of our day with some activity or we're going to miss something important. We add activities to our days as a way to feel that we are living fully. For many people, an idle moment brings guilt and a feeling that we're lazy and not being productive. When our self-worth relies on what we do, we end up seeking more and more and more to do to fill our time. Before we know it, our schedules are beyond full, and then fear sets in. We have these fears of dropping the ball on something or not being enough to handle it all. All of this comes up, and the mere consideration of taking a break causes an internal panic for many. You know, I have some friends who are planning a cruise right now. They've been doing so for a couple of months, and this has become a chore for them. They are spending every spare moment working on their plans for the cruise, and they perceive this planning as a way to take the pressure off of making decisions while on the cruise. However, what they've done is they've created a schedule so tight, I absolutely do not see any time for them to rest and relax. They're going to be so busy and so on the go, they're going to have a vacation when they get back home. You know, we take more and more activities onto ourselves in order to experience as much as we possibly can in life. We really don't want to miss a thing, and I don't want you to miss anything. This behavior, though, is a fear-driven act, and it's taking away the very thing we need to wholly experience life. It is taking away time for self-care, and it is hindering, if not destroying, our well-being. It is in self-care and mindful experience of life that we find healing on all levels. It all starts simply and easily enough. Much of what we take on even has beautiful intentions behind them. You know, we usually don't start working in the garden just to stay busy. Most people really want to create something that they can enjoy that is adding beauty to their home and their neighborhood. Tending a garden can be relaxing and healing when we do it mindfully. The issue, though, is that it often turns into a chore, and it's just one more thing that we have to do in our busy schedules. Whatever the intentions, though, when we add more and more activities to our already busy schedule, we open the door for overwhelm to set in. When overwhelm comes to visit, we lose our creativity. We lose our peace. We cheat ourselves of fully enjoying that which we take on. And before long, the additional activities are depleting our enjoyment of life. Overwhelm stifles life. You may be able to physically achieve all that you have heaped upon yourself, all that you've added to your busy schedule, but are you really living? Are you enjoying all you do? Are you serving your well-being by keeping up this fast-paced lifestyle? Our tool today is overcome overwhelm. Now, notice I didn't say stop doing what you're doing. I said, overcome overwhelm. When we do this, we enhance our well-being. We serve ourselves and others more fully, and we enjoy life. Overwhelm can easily be avoided if we just become present and we tune into the warning signs that it's on its way. Unfortunately, for most of us, we think we can handle it all. Sometimes we truly can handle the schedule that we heap upon ourselves and everything works out fine, but often we fall deeper into overwhelm. We'll talk more about overcoming overwhelm in a bit, but before we get there, it's important to understand what overwhelm really is, where it comes from, and what it does to us. So far, we've talked about one of the most common reasons for overwhelm, and that's busyness. Overwhelm sneaks in for other reasons, too. You know, we can be rolling along, living fully and enjoying life, and then a challenge at work pops up, and overwhelm is ready to pounce. A problem with a family member or an illness of a loved one can add more tasks, and overwhelm sneaks in. You can come down with a cold or allergies, and the struggle to deal with that increases the need for more energy to complete all the other things on your list, and overwhelm sneaks in. In many cases, the things that build towards overwhelm are time-related things or things that are just beyond our normal activities. In the time-related areas, it can be anything that adds to our normal schedule that causes us to use more time in our day or pulls us away from something that we normally do. It can be as simple as causing us to miss doing something that we typically do for ourselves, like reading a book or watching our favorite TV show. You know, even missing those things will cause us to stress a little bit. It can come from something vitally important that comes up and causes us to miss our child's ball game, even though it is very important that you do this new thing. If it causes you to miss something else that's important to you, overwhelm sets in. This is where the fear of not being enough or the fear of dropping the ball come into play. When these extra things present themselves into our lives, we expand overwhelm by choosing just to add that thing to our to-do list instead of letting something else go. You know, oftentimes we just keep adding, and we don't consider what we can let go of. And folks, I promise you, if you look hard enough, you're going to find some things you can release. We may just push ourselves a little harder or work a little longer, add more work time into our life and figure out how to rearrange everything else, but still we're struggling to get it all done, and that's when overwhelm hits us. In doing this, we get to participate in all we planned, but are we really mindfully experiencing it all? Usually not. Usually we are physically present, but emotionally we're worried about everything else that we need to do. We're worried about how to make everything else work. Another example of how overwhelm sets in is when we take on a task that's a little above our heads or a lot above our heads. You know, sometimes we forget that no is a complete sentence and we say yes instead, and we take on more things even though we're not capable of doing it or we're not quite in a position to do it. You know, I had this happen a couple of years ago. My wife's car that she was driving at the time had an air suspension system that stopped working. After looking at it a little bit, I found out that the airbags were shot, and for some reason, I decided that I could do all the repairs. Now, this is the funny part about this whole thing is that my mechanical abilities are virtually non-existent when it comes to auto repair. You know, I have never tried to hone in my Mr. Fix-It abilities on vehicles, and I still don't want to. In fact, I really have no business working with cars at all. Yet, here I was, preparing to take on a project that I had absolutely no clue how to begin. Overwhelm hit very quickly on this project, even before I began the project. This project was, like I said, way over my head, to say the least. With each thought that came to me about a possible starting point, at least five others would show up on why I was not capable of repairing this car. I laid under that car for quite some time, looking at all the ways to try to do this and what to do first and what to do next and all this. You know, I probably spent a week worrying about it before I actually got under the car for the first time. I finally decided that I would go look at YouTube for some help, and what a great blessing that site is. But anyway, I was able to remove the old damaged airbags that were under this car and install the new ones. And man, for a while there, I was so proud and grateful that I finished this job. And then it turns out that the job wasn't finished after all. A second wave of overwhelm came in when the new bags would not stay inflated properly. You know, after checking my work, doing a double check, a triple check, and quadruple check because I don't trust myself, I realized that I actually did install them correctly and there was another problem. So long story short, I found this other problem. I was able to get it fixed and the car worked like it was supposed to. There was a fear that I would be unable to complete the repair and a worry about how much my hack job was going to cost me to get, you know, to get a professional to straighten it all out. All of this was playing the whole time I'm trying to do the work. So it's limiting my ability. It's limiting my focus. Overwhelm took over. The overwhelm literally and creatively shut me down for a while, and not just in the auto repair part of my life. Overwhelm basically consumes everything around you, even if it's on, you know, even if you're only focused on one thing, it will take over everything. The example of that is during this auto repair journey, I was approached by a company asking me to build a coaching program for all their employees. Now, this is something I love doing. And this is something I feel that I do very well. So, of course, I was extremely excited about it. There was really nothing about this job that I did not love. It just required time and effort that were in addition to my normal routine and this unexpected auto repair journey. Meetings were required to determine directions and intention for the program. Time was spent blending these directions and intentions with tools to perform the program. And then, of course, to facilitate the program. As this project got underway, record-setting rains came in and settled over where I live here in North Texas, and flooding began. Roads were closed, power failures, property was damaged. My garage was literally flooding. By the end of it all, they had 4 feet of water in it, and I was scrambling to try to avoid extensive property loss during that whole time. So my regular routine and the scheduled events already on my plate were quite busy. And then I had all of this additional stuff pop up on top of it. Someone close to me needed some counseling during this time with some emotional issues they were dealing with. And the list of things to do was growing by the hour. Now, with the exception of the auto repairs, there was not one of these tasks that was causing me to miss a step. If they were to occur on their own, there was nothing that scared me about any of them. I was ready to go. When they all hit at the same time, overwhelm did step in. It caused me to struggle creatively on building that program. It really caused me to struggle to keep my focus on this friend that needed some counseling. The things that I love, the things that I do well, the things that are part of my norm became a chore. Even though I love doing most of these things, they do take time. And in this world, which is built upon a structure of time, that is an expensive resource. As I mentioned, each of these issues are things I can easily handle, or at least I enjoy handling. The thing that happens is that as things begin to add up and we begin to feel the weight of that pile, our focus shifts from what we can do to lack. It shifts to what we're going to struggle with. It shifts to what's hard or what's impossible. We see a lack of time. We see a lack of resources. We see a lack of knowledge. We see a lack of creativity. We begin to see the "what if I can't" feeling take on what appears to be truth. Our ego comes out with a vengeance and tells us that we are going to fail. We can't handle it. This is too much. When we have 10 items hit all at once, each of them seems to be more critical than if they occurred one at a time. When they come one at a time, we do not have overwhelm, adding intensity to the issue. When they come all at once, we see more chance for failure and everything becomes more difficult. The combination of even a few additional things to our already busy lives pushes us out of our comfort zone. And that move, when we step out of our comfort zone, that moves us into fear. We are forced to change something about our routine or our way of thinking or our belief system. As we have talked about many times, change equates to fear for many people. Fear opens us to anger, despair, depression, sadness, and any other negative emotions. With overwhelm, this law of attraction proves itself in your life. When one thing creates a sense of stress within you, even if it is very slight, you'll find more things in your life to stress over. The more you stress, the more you find to stress about, and suddenly you're in this whirlwind of overwhelm. Of course, many of you know with law of attraction, you can simply shift your focus over to happy, peace, and love. And when you do that, you attract more of that. but it's hard to see when you're in the middle of that whirlwind of overwhelm. Emotionally, overwhelm can easily become like a thunderstorm. You know, those clouds move in, the winds increase, the darkness takes over. We're buffeted with emotionally, and we're bombarded with doubt and fear. During the storm, we see little hope of finding a way out of, and then finding calm. So how do you overcome overwhelm? Just as our focus on the things adding up brings more things for us to deal with, our focus on what is working gives us energy to continue our journey. Opening awareness to the thoughts playing in your mind allow you to shift your focus to thoughts of peace and calm. We play a huge role in how intense or calm our activities and the feelings around them will be. We have way more control over our circumstances than most of us know. In fact, we are in complete control when we choose to accept it. Most importantly, in maintaining your well-being and diffusing overwhelm, is to know your truth. You can handle all that you have before you, and the happiness and the peace that you desire is found within. It is not out in the world somewhere. You know, when we started becoming externally motivated, we started looking out there for our happiness and peace. It's not out there. It's within. And when we discover that, we start seeing happiness and peace out there. These beautiful traits and feelings are within us, not out there. So the first thing required in dealing with overwhelm is to look within, find your calm, find your peace. As we talked about earlier, much of our overwhelm comes from taking on too much stuff. One of the key things to remember is this: multitasking does not work. You know, my wife prides herself on being able to multitask. I heard somebody say not too long ago, multitasking is actually impossible. It does not exist. Many of us get caught up in the overwhelm due to our false belief that we can multitask. And when we, and when things start backing up and not working out the way we want, we just end up getting more and more frustrated. It's been proven that we can only concentrate on one thing at a time. We may have 27 projects going on at once. However, we can only concentrate on one of them at a time. Now, we may be switching our concentration every second or two from one project to another and call that multitasking, but what we're doing is we're focusing on one at a time. We really only succeed in creating a place for overwhelm to hold when we do this. One of my favorite teachers is Dave Ramsey, and he teaches a process with managing your money that instead of looking at the whole, instead of looking at all these huge bills that you may have in front of you, you take the smallest one first, you focus on that, you get it paid off. And then you take the money that you're spending on that and you add it to whatever you're going to be putting into this, the next smallest. And you continue this until, before you know it, you're done. The same way with overwhelm. Slow down. Take a look at bringing your focus fully to one project until you can find some achievement or success or accomplishment. Now, you don't have to finish it, but slow down enough that you can continue that one project until you can achieve or accomplish something, and then you can move on to another and do the same thing there. By doing this, you allow yourself to feel a sense of accomplishment, and you add to the positive feelings within you and the positive feelings that you have about yourself. This energy creates like energy. So take a moment to celebrate you and all you do, and then move on to the next project. By moving so fast that you cannot feel the positive feelings, you leave a void that quickly becomes filled with the negative. The next key to overcoming overwhelm is this: take a breath. You know, we've talked about this a lot here on the show, about just taking mindful, conscious breaths. There is absolutely nothing that brings you back to center or grounds you as easily and effectively as mindful and focused breathing. This breath is more than a breath for survival and more than even just a deep breath. Let's just call a timeout for a moment and give this a try, and you can see for yourself what I'm talking about. So just take a moment, just kind of clear your mind, if you will, and take a breath and breathe in for the count of four. And as you breathe in, know that you're breathing in. Hold that breath for a count of two, and then release that breath for a count of six, and know that you're releasing your breath. So repeat this again, breathing in, two, three, four, Hold, 1, 2. Release, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And repeat this again. Breathing in. Hold. And release. So how does that feel? Probably feel a little relaxation, a little peace. If you don't, try it again. I promise you, you're going to get there. Practice this often. Even when you feel perfectly peaceful and calm, practice this. The more you practice it, the more you will feel peace. The quicker stress and tension will begin to melt away. In fact, when you practice this, you set yourself up to be in a position to handle all of those additional things that seem to pile up in your life. Set an alarm on your phone to remind you at least 3 times a day to take a moment and practice this mindful and focused breathing. And as I said, when you breathe in, just know that you're breathing in. You don't have to be thinking about anything. You don't have to be trying to get anything. Just breathe in and know you're breathing in. And breathing out, know that you're breathing out. It's that simple. When you feel comfortable with this practice, start adding to it. When you sit quietly to begin your breathing, tune into your body for a moment. Identify the places within your body where you feel tension. This can just be stiffness in your shoulders or tightness in your back. It can be an uneasy feeling in your stomach or stress around your heart. Just tune into whatever it is. No judgment. Just tune in. When you do that, as you get comfortable noticing these things, with each breath, send love to those places. Breathing in, send love and peace to that tension that you have in your neck. Just continue this process until you feel relaxation, until you feel ease starting to take over. This is a wonderful practice to keep overwhelm at bay. It is also a great practice to keep negativity at bay. As perfect as this practice is, sometimes we allow life to keep piling on. So even if you get very good at this practice, even if you practice it all the time, overwhelm is still going to try to come in. Additional activities are still going to pile up. If overwhelm grabs you, simply breathe into it. Just stop. Find a place to sit quietly for a few moments and breathe. Mindfully send your breath to the source of that tension. Take in at least 3 deep, mindful, focused breaths and you will feel tension and overwhelm begin to ease. If you can take an extra few minutes, do so. Continue breathing. Don't stop at just 3. The more you can do, the more you can ease that tension, that overwhelm. Folks, overwhelm is different for everyone. For some of us, it's like a tropical storm that may be a little more than a nuisance in our day. For others, it's a full-blown hurricane wreaking havoc on our lives and sending us into meltdown mode. Either way, overwhelm breeds more overwhelm. So tune into you. Remain mindful of what is going on within you and around you. Create a practice and a behavior that actually serves your highest good and leads you to peace and relaxation. And remember, peace and relaxation are found within. Running around, wound up, and full of tension only serves to bring you to a point of snapping someday. It may be a rush at first. You know, sometimes we get all these things piled up on top of us, and it's like, all right, let's go get it. We get after it. We succeed at some of them. It truly does give us an adrenaline rush that keeps us going for a little while. But folks, adrenaline rushes die. They crash, and they crash hard often. Find a way to find that peace and that relaxation that are within you and live from that point. Because when you do that, you can fully experience all that you do. You can fully live your life. And that's what we're all after anyway, is to fully be a participant in this life instead of just trying to keep up. The results that you are after, will be enormous. Not enormous in that overwhelm way, but enormous in that way where peace and love and kindness for you take over. And there is no better way to heal what is going on in your life. There's no better way to elevate your well-being than in taking care of yourself, loving yourself, giving yourself peace. When you do that, the people around you will see it as well. And you may just be an inspiration that they need to take care of themselves. So take care of you. Overcome overwhelm. Don't do it as another chore. Do it as the gift that you are giving yourself. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. I would love to see this group as a platform that we can use to elevate love and peace throughout the world. I want you to use this group to empower your own life journey. And in doing that, you may very well shine a light on how others can empower their life journey. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and the other things that I do there. I also provide emotional release and energetic healing services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you away from the life that you desire. And my deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer, Mark. He is doing an amazing job for this show. He just adds so much to the Empower Radio family, and he's an awesome producer for several other shows here on Empower Radio as well. Be sure to listen to some of the other shows here on Empower Radio. There will certainly be at least one that will hold meaning for you. Share the goodness you find. And in doing that, you're sharing goodness and positivity around the world. Until next week and beyond, overcome overwhelm and relax into the peace that is within you. Love and peace.